Unica, Circumpolar Waves, on ICC Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mardan Alekerelek, your host for this edition of Unikat, Circumpolar Waves. Welcome to our special series of podcasts for the ICC Inuit Artist of the Month. So on the first Thursday of every month in 2023, we'll hear from one of the 12 winners. And this is thanks to funding by the Department of Canadian Heritage, the Indigenous Language Component, and each artist is provided a bursary to further their art. Today, our guest is Cora DeVos, who is from Iqaluktutjeq originally. She's a photographer with a company called Little Inuk Photography. She now lives in Vermilion, Alberta. And I finally get to meet her and talk to her. I've heard so much about her. Congratulations, Cora. Welcome. This is so cool. Tell us a little bit about yourself so that our listeners know who Cora DeVos from Iqaluktutjeq is.
Yeah, so I've had my business for just about 13 years now under the name Little Inuk Photography. It all started back in Iqaluktutjeq with my best friend, Huvuk Johnston. That's where my love for photography started. Her and I would run down to the Northern store and buy the Northern out of Polaroid film, and we would go back to her place at the hostel, and I would make her dress up and take her photos. That's where it all started.
I love that. Thank goodness for Polaroids.
Yeah.
So you grew up together. I mean, Huvuk, for those who don't know her, is also very well known in the North. That's a beautiful story that you share of her. And so you grew up in Iqaluktutjeq together?
Yeah, I moved back. I was born in Iqaluktutjeq and lived there till I was about three. And then my parents moved us south. And when my parents separated, mom went back home. So us girls went with her. So that's when Huvuk and I really joined forces. So.
That's amazing. And so tell us where you get your, how you got your, the title for your, or the name for your company, Little Inuk Photography.
Most of us know about little Inuks that come into our communities and wreak havoc. I'm a little bit mischievous sometimes. And short, so hence the name Little Inuk Photography.
I get it. The Inukakuldigak jokes. Okay. And we're also pretty short, right? As Inuit.
Right.
So it works both ways. Right. So how's life in the South been for you, being so far from Iqaluktutjeq and being far from home? Vermilion, Alberta. I had to look that up. Where is that even?
Where is it? Just about at the Saskatchewan border. So it's definitely, I still crave the sound of the Nuna under my feet, you know, especially when the snow is crisp and you can hear the crunch. I miss that. And this last summer, I was able to go back home and bring my bunnocks with me. And it was amazing to let them feel and see everything, because the last time that they were up there was, oh gosh, it was probably about 12 years ago. So it was really back home, and the North is always going to be home. So
Cora, another thing that's amazing is your beautiful work has been shared on Chatelaine magazine, and I was like, wow, where did she get inspired for these beautiful women covered in gold and sparkles? Tell us about that. Tell us how the connection happened with the women and then with Chatelaine.
Okay, so I was actually watching music videos one day, and the music video for Zombie by the Cranberries came on, and the lead singer is painted in gold from head to toe. And when I saw her like that, I actually ran to the TV with my phone and took a screenshot. And I was like, I need to photograph Inuit women like this. Like, we need to be celebrated. And, you know, what better way than being in gold? So we're reclaiming our skin and reclaiming ourself and an important part of our culture. So we need to celebrate it because, you know, we've rejuvenated a part of our culture that was almost gone. So how the Gold Series came about. And I remember I was going up to Tulalip to do another project, and I had sent a couple of girls the photo, like my screenshot, and said, I want to put an Inuk twist onto this. Are you in? And one girl was like, I don't think so. and the other one was, yes, right away. But then as soon as I shared the very first photo of the Gold Series, the girl that originally said no, she emailed me right away and was like, if this is what you mean, then I'm in. So yeah, it was amazing and received so well. The women, you know, they come and get painted in gold and they feel such pride in themselves that most of them don't want to wash the paint off when they're leaving. Yeah, it's amazing to see and to be the one that's bringing the confidence out in people like that. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
What do you want Canadians to come away with those images that you help promote to the world of Inuit women, not just Inuit women, traditionally tattooed Inuit women?
Yeah, I want, you know, it's people like Shina Nova, you know, where she's brought our tattoos to the forefront, or our culture even to the forefront, to a lot of people that may not have even seen, you know, apart from us living in igloos, you know. I want people to see the beauty within our culture, and there's going to be more and more of us every day walking around with facial tattoos, finger tattoos. You know, we're here and we're tattooing ourselves and looking beautiful. I want people to be able to know that there is beauty in our culture, and it might not look like what we've always seen. Our culture is beautiful, and Inuit women are beautiful, especially with the tattoos. Like, it's amazing that we've reclaimed this part of our culture. So
very much true story. Me too. I'm very proud that you're able to do that. And Chatelaine picked up on your photos. How did that connection work out?
All of a sudden I was at my Monday to Friday job, and all of a sudden an email came through that said connecting with Chatelaine. And I was like, oh yeah, right. And yeah, I had just received an email from one of the writers that was requesting having a discussion with me about them. So, you know, it wasn't something that I had sought out or anything like that. So it was amazing that I have no idea how they found me or how they saw me or anything, but I'm still dumbfounded that they, a national magazine, found this little Inuk in Vermilion, Alberta, you know.
You don't only take pictures of Inuit, beautiful Inuit, tattooed Inuit in gold glitter. You also take pictures of cowboys and cowgirls getting married and lots of First Nations powwows. They're absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you.
So how do you pick and choose what photos you're going to do, or how does this come about?
Really, the only kind of photography that I don't really focus on is newborn photography, because it's very time consuming and I don't have all the props and beanbags and stuff that would make them be successful looking. So I love documenting anything that is traditional. So like you said, going to powwows, I sit right in the front, in front of all the chairs, and I sit right on the ground, and I'm there, and I love how I can see the story that the dancer is making in their head. And, you know, I can see them when they're looking off into the distance and seeing like a buffalo, or, you know, like I can visualize it. So it's amazing to capture those moments and mm-hmm. be part of their storytelling as well.
So the beauty of showing your work was exhibited at the Vancouver Maritime Museum in Kitsilano. They exhibited your photography in November of 2022. Did you see that exhibit, and what was it like for you?
Yeah, so the exhibit is actually still going on. It's been from October of 2022, and it's running till April 30th of 23. So it is still going on. Wow. I did end up getting to go out there and host an evening talk with the director of the museum. And it was actually, the museum has said that they've never sold out a show before, but they did our talk. So, you know, that was very humbling to know that so many people are wondering and wanting to know more about us. So it was amazing. Mm-hmm.
That's so good to hear. So what projects are you working on now? And do you do photography full time?
I have hopes to continue on with the Gold Series. I have a vision in my head of telling Inuit women and their whole story. So not just a photograph of them in gold. I want to tell a life story of many Inuit women and at the end have the big celebration in gold. So that is something that is burning in my brain right now that I am hoping to find funding for, that we can make it happen and come into fruition. I don't do photography full time, unfortunately.
Okay.
I have Monday to Friday jobs, so.
The photography part of it all, did you have to go to school for it? I'm thinking of young Inuit who are listening to this conversation, who like taking pictures, and with our cell phones being so really amazing at taking pictures. What was that timeline for you like?
Yeah, so I have been self-taught all throughout my life. Like I said, it was started as a high school girl in the dorms or the hostel, and then you know, just taking my DSLR camera and learning as much as I could about it. That, you know, I literally read the book Photography for Dummies, and that was great help for learning what an f-stop is and how a shutter speed works. And, you know, everything has just been trial and error for me. And you know, if you work hard enough, anybody can do it. You know, you've got the love and the drive behind it, you can pretty much do anything you want. So
That takes us to the question, speaking of love and drive, the Inuit Tattoo Revitalization Project, the book came out. It's been such an awakening, I think, in reclaiming our Inuit selves, the traditional part of what we lost. Can you tell me how, and you say, you know, you're good friends with Hovak. Tell us how you got into that project.
Well, Hovak had dreamt up the project in her head, and I remember her calling me and saying, like, Cora, I have this thought that I want to make a community for women to get their tattoos and, you know, bring it back. And so she had asked me to come on board, and of course I was like, well, yeah. So, you know, we got to not only spend time together, we got to, you know, it was an amazing thing to be part of. And I'm so honored that she had asked me about, you know, she has always kept in her mind that, I don't want to speak for her, but, you know, that she wanted Inuit telling Inuit stories. And it's something really special when you get a group of Inuit women and, you know, our laughter and our love for, you know, it's great, gained such a community. And I don't think the feel would be the same if it wasn't all so many Inuit together and, you know, just in a caring, safe space that we could all be ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, the project is amazing. And I am so thankful to have been part of it because, you know, it's definitely something that's going to go down in with the history books, right? So
very much so.
Yeah.
What does your panic think about all of this, about mom being shown in the Chatelaine magazine and people hearing your name? And I can imagine how proud your Bunnik must be.
She's a teenager. I've actually got two Bunniks, so only one of them carries traditional tattoos. So she's the one that's in the magazine with me, and her photo is also with at the museum too. I actually got asked to go speak at her school, and one of the kids later on came up to her and said, "Your mom was at my school," and he's like, "It's so cool that somebody famous is in Vermilion." I was like, "Well."
So speaking of questions and attending and visiting schools, I heard you did a Facebook Live Q&A. I totally missed it, and I'm sorry. But for those who were there on New Year's Day, what kind of questions were they asking you?
It was I did do a live when I was asked to go to the papal visit, and I did a live. Yeah, that was like one of my first lives. So I was so nervous, and there was a few people that had joined on. So it was just like questions about how, I guess, my photography name. I've been asked about my tattoos and the meanings behind them.
I love it. So there's going to be people looking you up. Where can we find more about your work and about you?
So Instagram and Facebook, of course, under Lil Inuk Photography. I'm also on TikTok now. So I told my daughter that I was going to be TikTok famous. So I'm still waiting for that.
They say be careful what you wish for.
Right?
Oh my goodness. So what's next for you? What's your year like? What's 2023 like for you?
Well, I do have another visit booked for the end of March to go and hosted another program at the museum. So that was special. And I just look forward to, you know, finding more Inuit in the south or along my travels to photograph. And yeah, I just look forward to everything that the future brings. I've decided to say yes to anything that comes my way now, so you know, it's
and deal with the consequences later.
Yeah. Like you said, be careful what you wish for, right? So yeah, I've got a passport, amazing. I'm willing to travel, you know, anything.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to have met you today. Cora, all the best to you. Thank you for talking to us on Unikat, our circumpolar waves. I hope to meet you in person someday. Today, my guest was photographer Cora DeVos. She's originally from Iqaluktutiak, Cambridge Bay in English, here in Nunavut. She now lives in Vermilion, Alberta, and you can find her, as she said, on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Madeline Alekirelek. Thank you very much for listening to this special podcast featuring the ICC Inuit Artist of the Month.
We hope you enjoyed listening to Unikat, Circumpolar Waves, an ICC podcast.